This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, David McCurley, of the Local Business Podcast for East Central Alabama. And of course, today on Businesses in Our Backyard, we have AltaPoint in here with us, Brandy Richardson, and of course, Patricia Self with us today. And how are you ladies doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
We're doing wonderful, thank you.
And of course, AltaPoint is a place that has been very near and dear to my heart. I worked there many, many years ago with adults, but talk a little bit about what AltaPoint actually is and what they do.
So AltaPoint Health is a community mental health program, and we provide services for mental illness, substance use, and intellectual disability in the community. We cover here in this region, we cover Clay, Randolph, Talladega, and Coosa County. And we provide outpatient services, residential services. We provide case management. We have intensive services where we go into the home and work with individuals, adults and child and adolescent. We also have day treatment programs for adults and child and adolescent. And I think Patty can speak on some of our child and adolescent programs.
Yes, you're more familiar with the children or whatever. Tell us a little bit about those programs.
Well, we have school-based therapy. We have care coordination for children and adolescents. We have in-home services for children and adolescents. We have a juvenile court liaison. Her name is Ashley Abrams. She does a great job doing that program. But we have a lot of services for children and adolescents.
And a lot of people don't realize how really big AltaPoint is nationwide, I will say. But here in the Coosa Valley, you employ a lot of people. You have, I think you said four counties that we serve is Coosa, Clay, Talladega, and
Randolph
County. That's what I was thinking. And then, of course, tell us a little bit about the challenging part of it as far as employment or getting people funding and everything. Talk a little bit about what you have to go through.
So it can be challenging when it comes to funding. We always encourage people to advocate for mental health services so that, we need more funding services and funding streams. We also have a challenge when it comes to employment. We really have sometimes a hard time finding qualified individuals that can provide the services that we need, especially in our rural area. So we here in this region are very rural. So finding those individuals that can provide those services can be challenging.
I want to ask both of you all, because you had an event this past weekend out here at Central Park, and you're leading up to another event, I think, in Ashland. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. May 18th is our stepping up event in Clay County in Ashland.
And mental health, Patricia, is something that not only this area, this state, this nation needs to recognize. This is Mental Health Awareness Month.
It absolutely is. And this event we're doing is an opportunity for us to promote the importance of good mental health in the community. This event is also about the Stepping Up initiative. The event on Saturday, May 18th from 10 to 2, we're partnering with the Ashland Fire Department mm-hmm. to put on this event, so I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to have inflatables, we're going to have a DJ, some food vendors, but we have other agencies that will be there talking about, what they do in the community as well.
How hard is it, Brandy, to put these kind of events on?
Well, it takes a lot of effort from everybody. It's teamwork. We have several people who work to put this together and to bring all the resources together.
And of course, someone in the Coosa Valley area that needs mental health assistance, what is a route that they can take? Maybe somebody they can talk to, phone number, to get them involved. What route do they need to go?
So we have an access to care line that anybody can call. And when they call that access to care, they will be assessed, and they can let them know what services that they are looking for, what they need. And then that person will help get them set up with an appointment based on their need. And that access to care number is 888-335-3044.
And I couldn't go any further without saying hello again to Miss Cindy. I know she sent hellos to me because, like I said, I used to be employed there. Tricia, I'm going to ask you this. Working side by side with people who are in need, okay, and the programs that you all have, what is the most challenging part of your day? And I don't want to throw you under the bus, but I know it's very gratifying to be able to help people, but I'm sure there are things that you have to follow and things that you have to do that are very challenging.
Well, I work with children and adolescents, so I think that when you work with kids, you have to care about the kids that you're working with.
Right.
So it is difficult when you see a child that is struggling, and, you know, you're there to help them improve their everyday functioning, you know, help them to learn coping skills and things like that. So when you see a child kind of regress and not move forward with their progress, you know, it can be a little frustrating. But like I tell my therapist, you know, this is baby steps. We want to look for the little bitty achievements with our kids and then hope that leads to bigger things down the road.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a long time since mine were children. They're grown now, and I actually have a granddaughter that will turn 1 year old next week. So, yeah, I'm seeing the things that children need again in this part of my life. So to help those is just a wonderful thing. And I know you all both get a lot of gratification out of what you do. We're going to take a little break here on Businesses in Our Backyard. We are talking to AltaPoint, Ms. Brandy Richardson, and also Ms. Patricia Self. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about the services and the programs that they provide right here on Businesses in Our Backyard.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm your host, Dave McCurley, talking with Brandy Richardson and Patricia Self from AltaPoint. And, you know, AltaPoint is a place where people can get the kind of help they need with their mental health. We've talked a little bit about the services and the programs, but websites. AltaPoint has a great website, don't they, Patricia?
We do, and that website is www.altapoint.org. You can find everything you want to know about AltaPoint right on that website. And there's also a careers tab if you're looking for a career. Just go to the top and hit careers, and you can filter down to this location and see what positions are available.
Okay. And, of course, we've talked about a little bit about the event that you had here in Sylacauga, but this Saturday leading up to the one in Clay County. Lots of effort goes into that. You talked about vendors. You talked about a little food and blow-ups for the kids and everything. But these events have to be put on basically and funded. Funding is something, Brandy, that really I don't know how to say this, but there is no better way that our legislature can work to fund things like this that are needed.
Yes, yes. We really appreciate any funding we get and really want to continue to grow AltaPoint Health Services. There is a need in the community for that, and our goal is to continue to provide services in the community for every level of care. So, you know, that is very important. And this event coming up is a way for us to provide information about all the services, you know, so we will have information for substance use, child and adolescent services, our careers that are available. So we are excited about that.
And I can tell you, I being there and have done that before, as far as working with people who need, there is no height to mention, Patricia, on what you may see or what you may experience with your job, is there?
No, not at all. I see just about everything, but I love what I do. I wouldn't do anything else. So,
and it's very gratifying. I want to talk to you too, because we you know, we have kids and we've watched them grow up and grandkids now. But how gratifying is it to see someone who actually goes through one of your programs or your services, and a year, whatever, down the road, you see them as a much different person?
Yeah, so there are so many instances that I could talk about individuals who were in crisis or needed to stabilize. And when we're able to step in and work with those individuals and help them stabilize, and just to see a difference in how they're doing and being able to help support them to stay independent in the community. So it is very gratifying, and we really enjoy that part.
Well, and I'm going to ask both of you this too, because we're all to the age to where we can remember when mental health, it wasn't an issue at all. And now, where has our systems come leaps and bounds since years ago when you didn't think about it to now? It is something that we need to pay attention to.
Yeah, I think that, you know, mental health issues have always been there. I think we're just more aware.
Yeah.
And we have tried to combat the stigma that goes with mental health services. And the more that we do that, the more we can help the individuals in the community.
And Patricia, I know you love your job and you've seen everything, but you also see where mental health has come from the 80s, the 90s. I mean, you know, like Brandy said, it's much more noticeable now, isn't it?
Well, I am an 80s kid.
Yep.
but look, everybody has mental health, okay? And we can do things every day in our daily life to promote our good mental health. And then sometimes people get stressed out and they might get depressed or have some anxiety. And then at that point, they might need to seek professional treatment. But I do believe that through the services that we are providing in the community, there's more education out there. For example, like school-based therapy. You know, it wasn't just a few years ago we didn't have school-based therapists, and now we do. We have a school-based therapist that provides services in every school system in the four counties that we serve. And so that goes a long way in not only educating people about mental health, but preventing people from, you know, becoming further, having more difficulty functioning into their adult life.
And I'm going to ask this too. It would break my heart to know that somebody needs the assistance, and it's not there for them, but we have it here for them right here in the Coosa Valley.
Yes. Yes. And, we try to always assess an individual, and based on their needs, we try to find the level of care or the services they need. So that level of care can be anywhere from just outpatient services so that they can maintain their independence in the community, and it can be up to residential or hospitalization. It just depends, but our goal is to always assist individuals to maintain their independence in the community.
And in order for them to get that care, that number that they can call, I'll let you give it again.
Yeah, so our access to care number is 888-335-3044.
All right, I'm going to ask one other question before we get out of here today. I'll ask each one of you, where would you like to see Alta Point 10, 15 years from now? I know maybe 15 years from now, I may be retired. At least I hope I might be. But anyway, where would you like to see the mental health assistance that we have here in the Coosa Valley? Where would you like to see it?
I would like to see it to continue to grow so that we could meet all the needs in the community for mental health services based on the level of care that an individual needs, and, you know, that it's something that it's an everyday part of anybody's life, and if they need it, they have access to that service.
And they don't have to go across the country to get
yes.
it.
Yes.
And that's the one. Patricia, I'll ask you too. Where would you like to see things in the children and the adolescent part of it 10, 15 years from now?
Well, I'd always like to see more school-based therapists. My schools are always wanting their own school-based therapists at every school, so that would be nice. That would give kids more access to a therapist, prevent them from missing school and things like that. That's the whole purpose of school-based therapy. So, but I agree with Brandy. I'd like to see our services grow, more crisis services and things like that.
Well, let me say again, Saturday the 18th, tell us exactly where that event will be over in Clay County.
We have that event at the Ashland Fire Department.
Okay.
I don't have the address.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Everybody over there will know where that is.
Right. It's near the courthouse. The event is from 10 to 2. And we're looking forward to it. We're partnering with the fire department to do this. We're going to be offering free hot dogs and free Bluebell ice cream.
Wow.
So it'll be a fun day for the kids. We'll also be giving away prizes, so for the kids and the adults that come and are come to the event. So just everybody come on out and enjoy the day.
Well, I want to thank each one of you for coming in today on Businesses in Our Backyard. We love doing these podcasts. And, of course, thank you for what you do, both of you, with Alta Point here and the extremes you all go to make sure that someone has the services and the programs they need. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You are welcome. This has been the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast with Alta Point. And, of course, share this video and share this on Facebook. Give it a thumbs up. Tell everybody you like it. And, of course, you can go and watch any episode of Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley. We'll see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.